Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Okay, we apologize.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club,
you son of a bitch.
It's actually pretty neat.
Decaf Metcalf.
It's actually the bitch.
Hold on, everybody.
Here's the situation.
Take off your shirt and throw me. Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Want some pull?
Yeah, give me some pull.
Obviously a tie, you know, a tie.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
Nice to have you along here on a Friday club. What are you guys doing out there?
Kind of feel like it's been an all day sort of thing.
In radio land. I know what I'm doing. I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm watching baseball.
Are you?
Yeah. Padres Braves.
What? A lot of yellow on the screen.
Good little ball game. 1-1 in the seventh.
Why are the Braves wearing, like, every time I turn around, the Braves are wearing, like, you got to have, like, the different colored, like arm guards and everything. Acuna is wearing a lot of yellow today.
It's a new thing, man.
Yeah, got to have your Riz.
You know,
every now and then they have little baseball tournaments up at.
Oh, yeah.
Because I walk my dog up at the high school right by me, and they have all new fields. They rebuilt the high school, so they have a lot of tournaments up there. And it's hilarious if you ever see any of the baseball tournaments, you go up there. Oh, my God. Dude, those kids are decked out. And the cute thing that I hear is the sliding mitts are the end-all to be-all. You're no one unless you have a sliding mitt. So you see these little kids that are wearing sliding mitts, and you're not allowed to slide head first.
And they still wear them.
They still wear them. I was walking. Carl, and I was talking to one of the parents who was standing by the fence. And I was asking him. He's a super nice guy. He listens to the show, and he was telling me about how stupid this whole thing is. And I was like, "Oh, thank God!" I was like, "I didn't want to make fun of it." But he's like, "I don't know why we do this." He's like, "My wife's really into it," and he's like, you know, they feel like my son's going to be left behind or whatever. And I was like, which one is your kid? And he's like, that one. And the kid had two sliding mitts.
Hell
by
yeah.
By the way, two.
That's right.
One in each pocket.
Yep.
And one was like pizza, and the other one was like a hamburger or a hot dog.
Oh, show.
That's the cool thing, man.
That's
Have you
right.
seen the pencil bat yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pencil bat's fantastic.
So is that like a wrap that's on there, or is it actually, is that the way it's made?
I assume my little cousin, he, on his fifth grade baseball team, they all use the pencil bat. I believe it's made that way.
That's 50% stupid.
So I'm talking to the dad, and I was like, wait, which one's yours? And he goes, dude, that's my idiot son. You know, he's, again, fan of the show, so I start laughing. And I was looking at his little mitts, and I was like, oh, he's got two slidey mitts, huh? And he goes, don't get me started. And I was like, what? And that's when he told me, he goes, dude, they're not even allowed to slide head first. And I was like, huh? He goes, you can't slide head first until you're like 13 or 14. And I just started laughing. He goes, then why the hell does he have sliding mitts? And you know, I was like, I gotta have the drip, man. I guess those sliding mitts are kind of spendy too, but... So I'm like, so when your kid gets on base, he puts on both sliding mitts, but he's not allowed. And he goes, I don't know. Sometimes he doesn't. And I was like, so he just keeps them in his back pocket. And he goes, yeah, you could tell that dad was like one. He was like one bad moment away from snapping and just getting in the car and driving home. And I felt for that. I felt for him. But his wife was there and she had a really nice setup. The wife had like the two folding chairs side by side with like covers on them, and she had the cooler. The wife was into it. The wife had like her own, like she was like the team mom. It was like a whole thing. So it's always funny because almost every weekend there's a tournament of some kind, whether it's baseball. A lot of the 7-on-7 football tournaments are up there, or the basketball. Like they're everywhere. And to watch the parents, some of them are all about it, and you can tell the other ones are just holding on by a thread.
All right, so we've got Titan submarine news here. Not really news, but...
Yeah, because what news? I mean,
they released a video.
Is a video of it going kablooey?
No, they released a video of the sound of it, and they think that is the moment that it imploded.
Oh, okay.
So they have cameras on the mothership. Okay, so that's up on the surface.
Yeah, that released it.
Yeah, that released it down into the water.
Mm-hmm.
The big water, the ocean water.
Yeah.
And it captures the moment. So that Wendy Rush was her name,
mm-hmm.
and her husband was the guy who founded Ocean Gate.
Okay.
And they built that
trap?
The vessel. Yeah. And he was one of the people who died.
Yeah.
She is on camera, and she's up there talking to them and with radio, mm-hmm. and... It's like a 30-second video where she's just doing the normal thing. They're about 90 minutes into their plunge down to the Titanic.
Sure.
And she goes, you sort of hear a, it's not like this huge explosion or anything, but you hear kind of like a door, like it's almost like a car door slamming.
Okay.
And she goes, what was that bang? Because she turned to the guy sitting next to her and said, what was that bang? That at that point, they were at 3,300 meters and 90 minutes into their descent. And what was weird about it is that moments later, the crew on the support ship where she was gets a message from the submarine saying it had dropped two weights. So that's why Wendy didn't think anything of it.
Oh, they thought so when they dropped weights, they thought they were coming back up.
Well... No, they just got the weight. They radio in, and you'll hear it on the. It's the submarine telling them that they dropped two weights, but it came in after the bang, which is why they kind of ignored the bang.
Huh.
But now what they're saying is that they were so far down there,
it took a while,
that the delay on the radio was likely before the bang.
Oh.
They actually sent that before the bang,
okay.
Meaning it all kind of makes sense. When they dropped those two weights, something happened, and they went kapow-pow.
Oh, that makes more sense.
So now they think that that's the moment that it imploded, right there.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And they said, though, it went pretty quick, right?
Oh, I mean, I think, would imagine.
Yeah. Is it just like tin can crushed it? It's at least if it... Because I know there was that debate of, did they know that something had gone wrong? Was there panic? Was there power? Or was it just...
Well, that would lead you to believe that they knew nothing of it. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Because he's very clear on the radio. He says, just dropping two weights, like, normal. Everything was normal.
Well, that's... I mean, you can take whatever you want from it, but I would take some solace knowing that, like, if that's... if that happened, they're like, you thought everything was fine, and then just the next second.
Yeah. And then 6 seconds after the message hit them, they lost contact with the submarine. Yeah. So they think that's what happened.
That makes sense.
So it was sudden.
Yeah, it was sudden and quick because they found, you know, they found the wreckage, like pieces of it.
Some of it.
Yeah. No one's gone back down, I don't think. Remember there was some talk of like trying to launch a new one, and as far as I know, no one's gone down.
To see the Titanic?
Yeah, like in one of these subs, you know, like I would assume that's kind of the end of that industry. What happens when the space penis blows up? Like, does that end that, or, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it end. No, I don't think it end. I mean, it's already done. I mean, the space shuttle blew up.
Yeah, the space shuttle's blown up a couple times. And they say, I mean, we've talked about it, statistically speaking, that thing is supposed to blow up, like, every whatever it is, like, 70-plus launches. And so, I mean, one of these days, the space penis is going to blow up with, like, Katy Perry or someone on it.
Aren't there two space penises?
Yeah.
Bezos has one, and Musk has one.
Yeah. And I think one of Musk's blew up, but there was no one on it. I think that was an unmanned penis. Whereas the Bezos one, like, you know, that was the one with, like, Gail King and all that. And
Katy Perry.
Yeah. It's going to be a weird day when, like, a bunch of B-list celebrities go boom in the atmosphere, and then we're going to have to, you know, I don't know how we handle that one, but.
That would be rough.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, I tell you, if you have a death pool at all, celebrity death pool.
Yeah, take people that are going on the space rock.
Yeah, find out who's going up next.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no
need
way.
Need some inside info.
Yeah. I mean, look, the best thing we had, like the space shuttle, like it does blow up from time to time. I think we've had 3 or 4 of those in the history of them. And, you know, and so, man, I understand that Bezos and those guys have a bunch of money and are dumping it in there, but. I mean, NASA had a bunch of money, too. I just think anytime you sit on God knows how many pounds of, like, liquid whatever, like, jet fuel that you have, and you fire that sucker up, one thing goes wrong, and whoops. That's why I'm just not, I don't know. If I was rich like that, I don't think you're getting me on the penis rocket. I mean, I'm all for, you know, taking risks and, you know, go fast, don't die sort of stuff, but I'm not certain that I'm tempting fade on the penis rocket.
I feel you, bro.
I just
I don't need that in my life.
I don't think so either. Well, I mean, like, how do I know that Bezos is doing everything, you know, by the book? Is he going up in the thing? Is Musk? Now, I'll tell you what. If Bezos or Musk were on there, I think I'd feel a little better about it.
Didn't Bezos go up?
Did he go up?
Bezos has gone up.
Yeah, he's been up there. He went up. He might have went with.
I think he went with that. Oh, I thought he went with the women.
Shatner was up there.
Yeah. Although to be fair, the guy that went down with the Titanic sub, he was on there. That, he was the owner of that. Although he's not like worth $100 billion, it's not certain that that's. There's not a lot of things that I would shy away from given the opportunity. I think that one might be that I would. Like if you told me that I could have all the rich guy experiences, whether it's I don't know, going in a NASCAR or going up in a fighter jet or you know all those things like. I would be
orgy up with 12 hookers.
Yeah, of course. I want one of those Severance waffle parties. I want that big weird, like the paper mache head and the dudes dancing. Yeah, let's get weird. Let's get weird with it. I would say yes to almost all of those things. When it came to like those once in a lifetime experiences, but there's something about space that I'm just not.
It's rough up there.
I'm not certain. I'm not certain that I trust.
Sandra Bullock's still floating out there.
I know. I think that's George Clooney.
Oh,
she made it back.
Right.
Shocking development. They kicked Clooney's ass out there and he's floating dead through space.
Can we put Katy Perry out there?
Well, I guess she's like her tour is like flopping. There's some talk that she may have to cancel it.
Well,
no one likes her anymore.
Yeah. Isn't that her own fault thing?
Well,
kind of.
Well, I guess the music isn't quite what it is and she's lost touch and then that stunt didn't go over well.
Isn't she the one is she with Orlando Bloom?
Yes.
Am I wrong about that?
I think so.
She's with Orlando Bloom. She hasn't been good since Left Shark. It's a whole thing.
Was she good for Left Shark?
Well, I mean, at one point.
She was a big deal.
Yeah, at one point, she had the Super Bowl halftime show, so.
I know she was big. That doesn't mean she was good.
I just think that's got to be, I would assume that's kind of a rough for anyone. Like, when you are arguably, let's say, top 5, like, female artists in the world. You got the Super Bowl, and now, like, you can't sell out anything, and people are talking about like maybe you need to cancel your concert, and then you go up in the space penis, and like you think it's going to like be this great moment for you, and now everyone just craps on you for being in the space penis. And now you're struggling because you're a little bit older, and no one likes you, and all the people your age hate you, and the kids think you're like an old bitch, and I think that's tough.
Don't you think though that Katy Perry has kind of always been a contrived star? You know, like it's never really seemed like, you know, like Gaga, you know her?
Yeah, she's great.
Well, she's an artist.
Yes.
Right? Like you can see her.
Yes. There's
making art.
Yes.
I never thought that about Katy Perry. Katy Perry was always just like,
yeah, she was a tart.
Poppy just built in a lab, you know, like a marketing machine.
Sure.
So there's a big difference.
Yeah. Which was really popular with my age. Like middle school time.
Yeah.
All you heard was Katy Perry. But I don't think she wrote a lot of that stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She was very popular because they did a good job marketing her and she had catchy tunes. But that doesn't, I never thought of her as like this really great artist who's just really amazing and doing great work.
That's true.
She's just, you know how like in country music,
you're the next one up.
Yeah, they all write music for you, put a cowboy hat on you, you sing like this, and then you're a hit. Yeah. Like she's kind of that. She's like made in a lab pop star, not really all that talented, just can play the part.
She was hot.
And let everybody else, a bunch of money behind you, we're going to push you, let everybody else prop you up and go swing off of a, you know, come down on your, what do they do? They swing in on their.
Yeah, she was a lion.
What do you call it?
She was going to hear, you were going to hear her roar.
Damn it. What do you call it when you come down from the.
A zip line?
Yeah, like on their shows, you know, like she flies around like Pink used to.
Like a.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a tripwire trapeze, if you will.
Yeah. I don't think that's right either, but maybe. Yes, but that's the idea. Yeah.
She's a Benny Blanco merchant.
What?
Benny Blanco wrote all of those songs and produced them all.
It is weird because what
so that, it's not a shock she's no longer popular.
So maybe we don't feel bad for her.
Right.
Suck it, Katy Perry.
Well, how much is she worth?
Oh, she's worth a ton. I just think it would be.
So just go away and sit on your pile
I'm
of money.
I'm thinking it's probably a bit of an ego, you know.
Oh, whatever. Dude, she's worth $350 million.
All right. Never
You're
mind.
Good.
Never mind. We've stopped feeling bad for Katy Perry.
God.
Someone said she was a product of a system or a game manager. She's the Brock Purdy of pop stars.
She's only 40. I always thought she was kind of hot.
Oh, everyone thought she was hot. Dude, what is that? Teenage Dream or whatever? I mean, come on.
Dude, California girls, dude. Come on now.
Yeah, there you go. Dude, she was smoking. But you know, she's going to be at the county fair.
Rest in peace.
Real soon.
Coming up next.
Still better than Britney Spears. You seen her lately?
Will the Piano Man ever play on stage again on The Fan?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Well, I know you're a big fan of the Piano Man. Billy Joel.
I am indeed. He's right up there.
Well, he has had to cancel his tour.
Yeah, and he was playing a bunch of stadium tours with Sting.
All of them canceled.
Uh-oh.
He is seeking treatment for something called NPH, which is normal pressure hydrocephalus, a condition that affects the brain.
I was going to say, I have no idea what that is, but just from the sound of it, it sounds terrible. Yeah, he was playing, he had a bunch of shows that were coming up in Vegas. I think he was playing a residency. Not at the Sphere, but...
So he is saying that recent performances have exacerbated his symptoms. Mm. He's had problems with hearing, vision, and balance. Mm. He is undergoing specific physical therapy and has been advised to refrain from performing during the recovery period. Now, NPH is a condition where fluid accumulates in the brain, and it's not fatal. It's not something that is going to kill him, mm-hmm. probably because he has a lot of money and really good doctors.
Sure.
But you can slow it down. I just wonder if he is ever going to take the stage again, because I mean, it just, your brain, like it's cognitive decline. You memory loss and concentration problems. And,
oh, and he's 77 years old. So you wonder, let's say he takes this year off, maybe, to recover. Next thing you know, you're 78, 79. It's a valid point. At what point does Billy, who's got a pile of money, and he's got a couple little kids, too. Remember, he remarried, and he's got two kids that are like 8 or something.
I mean, I think he would probably want to get back out there. He seems like a guy who'll keep going like Willie Nelson.
He didn't write any music, though.
But
he didn't put out anything new, and well, I guess he put out one new song, but he didn't write it.
He doesn't need to.
No.
He goes on. He fills stadiums, so yeah. You have to think he would want to get back out there. But if he can't, I mean, I don't know. The symptoms may not allow for it.
Hmm.
And what a sad day that will be.
That will be sad.
We've seen the last Billy Joel show.
Well, he might not tour, but he's gonna do MSG one more time.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, he played his residency there. And
that's his spot. Wasn't he playing once a month there or something?
Look, if he's capable, I'm sure he will. I'm just saying, this is not to be... This is a brain disease.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good.
No, it's not good. Yeah, he was at... I saw him last year at T-Mobile. I want to say it was probably around this time, a year and a half ago. And so, if this is it... Hey, look, he's still, because he would have been, 76 then? Look, I've seen Billy. Billy was my first ever concert. I was 7th, 8th grade, something like that. He was my first ever concert, and I've seen him, I don't know, 25 times. And the one thing, he certainly is not what he was. He has people hit the high notes for him. He doesn't dance around anymore, sits at the piano. Still twirls the mic a little bit on some of the songs, like Still Rock and Roll to Me. Of all the aging acts that I've seen, he holds it together pretty well. He doesn't play all the songs the same way, but I would not say that you shouldn't go see Billy Joel. And I'm honest about it, because I love Willie and Bob Dylan. I can't do it. It's so bad. It's hard to watch him. And Billy was never at that point. He still sounded and looked he didn't look good, but he sounded well and still put on a good show.
So it's a very rare condition. They say fewer than 3% of adults over the age of 65 get this.
Hmm.
And he's got it.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is that the is that the last time he's on stage, or at least maybe the last time he's toured? Like you said, I could see him playing a farewell show at the Garden. Or
if he does get back out there, it's one of those deals where they're propping him up so that he can make a bunch of money, and he's terrible.
I hope not.
And he can't remember the words. And
well, I remember, like, Tony Bennett, when he got diagnosed with, I think he had Alzheimer's, and he did a run of shows with Lady Gaga before, you know, it was kind of like the farewell. So maybe next year at some point, you know, that's just it. I mean, God, once you get to like 80 years old, I mean,
not everyone. Barry Manilow's still out there.
Yeah. You think it's just the money is just hard to turn down.
Yes. And I see Billy Joel as a guy who's like, dude, if they're going to still pay me tens of millions to put on one show in a stadium and people will come see it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. That's a valid
point. Probably be a hard thing to, sure, for anybody. Like, would you turn that down? One night?
Well, I guess if you have all, I mean, at what point do you have enough? But yeah, I mean,
it's probably fun too.
Yeah.
Has to be intoxicating.
Yeah.
That many people cheering you on.
Got the hots out there running around.
Everyone loving you.
I'm guessing that there is probably nothing quite like hearing, you know, 50,000 people sing your song back to you. And at that point, you really don't have to be good. I mean, everyone sings along anyways, and you kind of stand up there. But he also strikes me as the sort of guy that won't want to do it if he can't do it. Like, I really don't think he would, because he's talked about, one of the reasons he doesn't write new music and put it out there is he's like, it won't be any good. And some of those, he doesn't sing some of the songs. Like, he acknowledges that he's not the same guy, and I do think that he might be the sort of guy that just says when he knows he's bad that he won't keep doing it.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, it's no good when you see your favorite artist like that, and I mean, I remember I can tell you a handful: Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Van Halen. I saw Aerosmith a number of years ago. Ugh. Yeah, and these are all, you know, bands that I grew up with. That's one of the crappy parts about getting old is you see all your favorites.
Steven Tyler, 77.
And I saw him when, I mean, this one had to be years and years ago. And I'll tell you, I don't think he can sing anymore. I think he's shot. AC/DC's like that. The last time I saw AC/DC. I mean, it's a rough go.
Well, nothing beats Willie Nelson still out there at 92.
I don't know how.
Unbelievable.
It's criminal. But again, go back to...
Is it Frankie Valli that's still out there too?
Frankie Valli. That's the worst. That's
how old is he?
That's elder abuse. He doesn't even sing. They put him up there with all like the cast of Jersey Boys or whatever, and they just run him around.
He's 91. He's not even as old as Willie.
Yeah, look, Willie's bad, but if you haven't seen any of the Frankie Valli videos, look up Frankie Valli. Like, they're rolling him out there, and I'm not kidding. He has no idea where he's at. Like, none. And they give him a microphone, but the microphone isn't really turned on. So he just stumbles around the stage while, like I said, like the cast of the Broadway cast, like the Jersey Boys, sing his songs. And then he just kind of stumbles around, and he's like a Roomba. He's like biting at the end, like just kind of spinning, and no one really knows what's happening. And it's,
you know, who's holding up really well, from what I gather. You know how old Don Henley is?
I mean, he's got to be in his. I mean, he's Billy. He's got to be in his 70s or 80s.
He's 77.
Yeah,
he's holding up really well.
He's
still out there with them, right?
I don't.
I think he's out there.
Do they still tour?
Yeah,
I think Glenn Frey's kid. Yeah, because I think Glenn Frey's kid's in there, and then they got Big Fat Vince Gill.
And the other one is, you don't hear anything about U2 slipping much.
I'm not a U2 guy, so I can't comment.
Bono's 65.
Really?
Yeah. Getting up there, dude.
Well, I wanted to look up when this came out. Oh, God, that's longer than I thought. So maybe this isn't quite the same. I thought it was maybe within the last, like, 5 or 6 years. It was 2015. Don Henley put out a country album called Cass County in 2015. It's really, really good.
So he was 67.
He was 60, yeah. And it's a really, it's one of my favorite country albums that have come out in a long time. And I was like, hey, that's, and then I realized it was 10 years ago. Like, ah.
Yeah, they're at the Sphere right now, the Eagles.
The Eagles?
And he's with them.
Okay.
So, and that's, you know, hey. 77, dude.
And still looks pretty good?
He's holding up.
Was that saw the Eagles 2018 at Safeco? Don Henley sounded spectacular. Again, 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while, but I mean, he's still going. I mean, you just don't. I don't know. You don't hear much about his decline. I mean, the Eagles sound good. I've seen.
Yes.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Clips of them on their tour.
I think the Who are getting ready to come around one last time.
Yeah. See, I don't know how they sound these days.
Don't know.
Because they're old as hell too. Yeah,
they're all. And my fear is, I want my groups that I love, and Billy would be included in this. I would like, and it's, you know, what do I, you know, they don't give a rip what I think. I would rather them announce a retirement than see them go through that.
Totally.
Like, and because my favorite, most of my favorites are more hard rock or metal. Like, and Metallica, they're all in their 60s, and they sound phenomenal. And they put on an amazing show, and they're still the biggest metal rock band in the world right now. But at some point, I'm very fearful that, like, 69-year-old James Hetfield, I'm going to go see him and be like, oh, my God. Like, stay. Don't. And then it's just, I hope at some point Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters and some of these bands that I grew up loving that are like my favorites, I'm hoping that they have a nice tip of the cap and walk into the sunset.
Did I tell you, somebody else said Sammy Hagar's holding up really well.
I've heard that.
He is.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. I see him on Howard Stern sometimes.
He's 77. Same age as Henley and
he's probably had some hard living too, right?
Well, you'd think.
Yeah.
A lot of tequila.
Well, and the Stones put out a new album not too long ago.
Yeah,
and
Mix 81.
It sounds really good. He just knocked someone up a couple years ago.
Sure did.
Mix got a little baby.
He won't stop doing that. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, we talk about the most overrated animal, the coyote. Here's Will.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, viral video has emerged from a Ring doorbell camera in suburban Los Angeles.
Yeah, everything's on camera nowadays.
Yeah, and it's this, it's a harrowing account.
Is it really?
Well, it kind of is, because we've got a dog.
Okay.
Now, this dog is a stray, so he does not belong to the people who have the Ring camera.
Okay, so it's just roaming there, like...
Yeah, it's a one-year-old stray. He's a lab retriever German shepherd mix.
Sure.
And he looks kind of gangly, kind of puppy-like. He's black. And he is approached by five coyote.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I see this thing here.
Now, for 45 minutes, this dog fends off the coyote.
It's a long time.
It's incredible.
45 minutes.
But how on earth do five coyote not take down one gangly puppy?
I think what we can determine at this point is that coyotes are the biggest candy asses in the canine world.
I mean, dude, imagine if you had money on the coyotes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at that point, I mean, the overwhelming favorite is that it's five on one.
That's what I mean. It's like, that's a lock.
That is a lock.
And, yet, and they didn't take the... So what ends up happening...
It's a stray.
Yeah, so what ends up happening is the dog has enough sense to... So for a while, he just kind of... Like, the coyotes are kind of each a little shy. They're kind of stalking him, but they're surrounding him.
I see this.
But then if one comes at his backside, he fends him. He turns around and bites at him, and they run off. And then he faces the other ones. And he does this for a long time.
Yeah.
But then the freaking dog is smart enough to back up to a hedge.
Yeah, you got to put your back against the wall.
Exactly.
For the fence.
So now he can't be surrounded, and he stood there and fended him off.
So eventually the coyotes just get bored and go away?
No, the people from the house woke up and came out and scared him off.
So, look, I got a theory on this. It's a working theory.
Yeah, what's the theory?
What if this is all fake news. Ooh. And the coyotes and the stray dog are working together. Just follow me on this.
Oh, yeah. All right. I like this.
If I hear
I'm in.
A kerfuffle out in front, and I walk out in the middle of the night, and it's this dog, right? It's just some stray dog. That dog is not coming into my house, okay? Here's some food. Maybe I call the animal shelter, what have you. It's still a stray dog. I go outside, and I find this dog, and it's fending off five coyotes. And I look at my Ring cam, and I'm like, dude, this dog's badass. Guess what I'm doing with that dog? That dog is coming in. I'm like, hey, buddy, you earned this one.
Yeah.
You're now mine. Like, we're riding together on this. I got a tough son of a bitch that I know is going to stick up for me and the family. What if this is all an elaborate ruse where the dog and the coyote are working together to get these stray dogs into homes?
Interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know why the what's in it for the coyotes?
I don't know. Maybe the dog, like, maybe the dog, like, gets you know, like, leaves the back door open for him, or, you know, brings him treats. I don't know how it works. Maybe the coyotes and the dogs are, maybe they've got the animal uprising, animals are always working together. I find it hard to believe that those coyotes couldn't take down one stray dog. It's not even a big dog.
I think they could. They just didn't really try. It was weird.
I think coyotes are cowards.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're giant peas.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. I think that's what we've learned. Is
and you know what they
coyotes
benefit?
Coyotes are the candy asses of the dog world.
You know what they benefit from?
Yeah.
Wolves. That's what they benefit from, because there's a lot of people that may not know the difference.
Yeah, it's a reputation thing. They're like, oh, coyotes.
Because wolves will rip your face off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coyotes kind of look like smaller wolves.
Yeah, but they're peas.
People don't know the difference, so they think, oh, man, that thing
could
rip my face off.
There's a video from a couple years ago, and I can't remember if it was a lady or a guy, but the same thing as a Ring camera. And one of the coyotes comes out and takes the lady's little dog.
Yeah, by the pool?
No, it's like in the front yard. And, dude, the owner, it's a guy, comes out and just picks up the coyote, like power bombs it and gets on top and just starts throwing. Beats the living hell
right
out of the
butt.
Coyote. I mean, it's kind of weird looking because you normally don't see someone throwing punches at an animal. But, dude, my man kicks the living. I'm going to see if I can find it. He kicks the living hell out of it, and you realize just how easy it is to just kick the ass of a coyote.
If you can catch it.
Yeah.
Because usually they'll grab your little dog and they'll run off.
Yeah, they run off with it.
You can't find it.
Which also makes me, again, question that North Carolina man while you were gone that claims that he got into a life and death struggle with a coyote. No, you didn't. There's no such thing as a life and death struggle with a coyote.
Right.
It's not.
No, I've always thought of the dingo as the Australian coyote.
Oh, dude.
But they actually kill stuff.
Yeah, dingoes are nasty, aren't they?
So are they like somewhere in between? Because didn't they kill a baby or something?
A dingo ate my baby.
Didn't they do that?
Watch the coyote comes and watch my man here.
Oh, damn. Body slams him, and now he's punching him in the face.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of overkill here.
What?
Do we have assault on the coyote?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
the coyote's like, what the hell, man? I was just trying to eat.
It keeps going.
God, he kicks the crap out of
him. Yeah, he does.
Now, does he kill the coyote?
No, the coyote runs off. But I guarantee that coyote thinks twice about coming near that guy's property.
How about the black dog in the... Can we talk about the weenie black dog there?
Yeah, doesn't do a damn thing.
He comes up. He's like, uh-oh.
You got it.
You'll be fine.
Well, like, I see, because we live by the golf course and then the wetlands, so we get coyotes that roam our neighborhood from time to time, and I will say there are a lot of missing animal posters up around the old people neighborhood, and so the coyotes get them, and then the murder hawks come down and grab people's little dogs and cats, and the PTJ once was like, do we need to worry about Ka? And I'm like, are you serious? I don't think she was aware of coyote size. We have a 160-pound Akita, and she was generally concerned. Like, do we need to? Because I leave him outside a bunch in the backyard, and she's like, "Do we?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't. I think he's okay. No offense."
I think most big dogs would be fine against a coyote.
I think so.
But they do hunt in packs.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If the five coyotes can't take down that stray dog, I got $20 on the big fella. I think we're okay. The murder hawks, though, it got another uh, it got a cat in my backyard.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where it came from, but I
you
went
know
out.
They
to,
have little vests you can put on them, so that the bird. It, so the bird. It's like spike vests, so the birds can't pick them up.
Someone's got to do something. I went out to chop some wood the other day, and just cat had seen much better days. And I don't even bother looking at the want or the missing posters. Like,
yeah, we know what happened.
Yeah, but should I like
tell them?
Yeah,
yeah,
I should.
I think I would. Yeah, 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 because they think their cat's still out there. And the answer is...
It's not.
It's not.
No.
Yeah, I think you should tell him.
Okay.
Or maybe send one of your kids to tell him.
Yeah, I don't want to... Well, like, do I bring... this is a dead question. It's a dead serious question.
Flowers.
Well, do I bring the cat?
No, I well, no. Eh.
Well, I threw the cat in the trash.
Well, if you're going to throw it in the trash, give it to the owner.
Well, what?
You're gonna pick up the cat and do something with it.
You want me to show? You want me to walk the cat down?
You just asked. Should I bring it to the owner? Yes. If you're gonna do, I'd rather do have you do that than throw it in the trash.
I already threw it away. So now that I've thrown it
God.
Away, okay. So mistakes have been made.
Yes, they have. I think.
Well, it was like
I would have left the cat.
It was bad.
But I would have called the number. It's there's number on the on the paper.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I would have just left the cat. And called the number and said, hey, man.
Come into my yard and see the...
No, they don't need to see it. You just tell them, look, I'm sorry, your cat didn't make it. And I know it's your cat because it's right here. What would you... Maybe you say, what would you like me to do? You know?
Yeah.
Would you like to come get the cat so that you can bury the cat? Would you like me to dispose of the cat? That's what I would have done.
Well, I had wood to chop and it was in, you know...
I mean, you screwed that one up. Those poor people think they have false hope.
No,
and meanwhile, the whole radio audience knows that their cat's dead. And not just dead, flung in a trash can with some tuna cans.
There's no tuna cans in there.
Well, you know what I mean.
You don't know what it was flung in there with. Because I was doing yard cleaning.
That's rough. All right, we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
1080 with Isaac and Suk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, we got to go. Love you all. You're great. Have a great Memorial Day. Yeah, that's right. And we're back Tuesday, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.